would not let me in.
Hi, Marty.
Hi, Marty. How's your arm? Hi, Tuttles. Again,
Tuttles, Brina. Bammy, BP49. That guy.
Hi, that guy. Hi, Tammy.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to the island. Hi, Tammy. Hi, Santa. That guy. Karina, BP49, Tuggles. Marty. Eric. Dina Joe. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hi, Santa.
Go get you one of those little drinks with the little umbrellas.
Who am I missing?
Sit down on the beach.
I'm missing.
A Saturday night smoke.
Hi, Don. Hi, Saturday night smoke.
That's the music from my game I play. I was playing my game today and I turned on that music and went, man, that's nice music. That puts a smile on your face right there. Yeah. Tammy, I saw that you tried to call. If you want to call in, give us a buzz. She has been doing some traveling. Man, I tell you what. Yeah. Tropical farm life. Yeah. Hi, Tammy. If you want to call in, please do, sweetie. Give us a call. Let us know what is going on in the life of Tammy. Man, she is growing too. I tell you what, I saw a video. She posted a video. I really hope she calls in, cause I have called in. Do it again. I missed the connection. Oh, wait, here. I'll connect you. I'll send an invite to you. There you go.
Hi, Moonshine.
I don't know where she was, but it looked like her and her mom on the back of this Jeep or back of this some kind of safari type vehicle. And this lion has come strolling up to it. I mean, it was like, what are you girls doing?
Fun.
Yeah, I will say this. Tammy looked a bit nervous in that video.
Yeah.
It looked like the guy driving the...
It
looked like the guy driving it was the guy filming it. And I'm thinking, I would not want to be in that situation at all. That was a big, big cat come strolling up towards him. She says yes. Oh man, was that
hi,
was
you, Bella.
That was your mom with you, right, Tammy? That was your mom. Oh man, I'll tell you what, she was brave. Yep, her mom was just her. I couldn't see her mom's face, but her mom was like standing on the very back of the truck, and Tammy was like in the next row of seats behind her to the side, and it was just crazy. It was crazy. If you follow Tammy on Instagram, I think it's posted on Instagram, that video. Incredible. That's incredible. Were you in Africa? I don't know. Do they have lions in India? I have no idea.
I would think so.
I would think they have it, yeah. Oh, she was in gear in India. Oh. Young lady, you have been doing some traveling this last, 6, 7, 8 months? She has been traveling all over India.
Wow,
I mean, and fun. it's been really kind of interesting. Excuse me. Hold on a second.
Is it part of school, Tammy? What you're like, is it part of your learning experience at school? Do you have to write about it or something? Document it?
I don't know. Let's see what she says. But she was
Hi,
she was in some historical She was at historical, no, just personal travel. She was at some historical sites and really made me want to get, I really wanted to go to India. I mean, it just, it looks, just looks fascinating. Some of the spots, plus the food she was showing that they were eating. Oh my gosh. Great food. I love Indian food as it is, but I noticed one thing. I noticed one thing. Tammy loves her pizza.
Yeah.
You love pizza, don't you, Tammy? Yeah. Yes,
a lot. All right, Tammy, you need to come to Colorado. I have a pizza oven in my backyard. I'll make you a pizza.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Every day I'll make you a pizza. I even make you a breakfast pizza, Tammy. Those are good.
I tell you what. Yeah. Dina Jo makes all the ingredients and gets them all ready to go. And then Lewis fires them in the furnace. That's what it looks like, is a furnace.
Yeah.
Man, and they are some great pizzas. That would be fun. That would be awesome to have Tammy. Oh, you could show her so many things in Colorado. Mm-hmm. She would just love it. She would love the trip. Man, good times, though. Good times. Tammy, it is so good to see you in the chat room. I follow you. I follow you all the time. And you just look like you are having fun and enjoying life. How old are you now, Tammy? You must be what? 14? How old are you, Tammy? She said 13 and a half. There you go.
Almost 14.
Almost 14. But yes, what an adventurous young lady. She is just out there having a good time, having fun. I will say this, though. Tammy, take this to heart. This is from the old man, that when you take your pictures, you need to smile.
Hi, Vanny. Hi, Anagy.
Smile, Tammy.
Hi, Pine.
Smile.
Thanks for the show this morning.
Tunnels is up a lot. Tunnels, how are you doing this morning, my friend?
I am doing great. How are you today?
Good. You sound a little soft in the volume. Is there any way you can boost that?
It's Pine. It's not Pine. Sorry, Pine. It's Podbean's update. It makes him sound like he's far away, like Aaron was.
I'll try it this way.
That sounds good there. Welcome, KJB. Welcome.
I was just curious if I could call in and pimp my show out for a moment.
Sure.
Since you can't really do it then, because it's Thursday before Friday, so yeah. I told them we should make our shows Friday. It.
Hold on a second, Tunnels. Heikel is asking me how old I am. I'm 60. I'm going to be 69 years old in July. And Tammy's mom says hi. Say hi to your mom for me. Okay, I'm sorry, Tunnels. Go ahead.
Tonight we're doing a thing that we're going to try and do about once a month or so, month and a half or whatever. A podcast or spotlight episode. So tonight we're having
Hi, Gina.
Jester from It's Doomsday Podcast on our show, and he's going to tell us all about his stuff and
hey, Gina, what he good does to see you.
And about his podcast and things. And then once we're done talking about the Doomsday Prepper thing, we're going to start getting a little biblical and seeing like if we can find any signs of what's happening around the world to see if Doomsday is actually coming.
Nice.
Yeah. That'd be an interesting show.
You'll catch them tonight, guys. Make sure you click on Q Bella's profile picture, and then you'll be able. Hopefully, you'll get an announcement when they're going live, so then you can join them tonight live. It'll be great.
10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 p.m. in Arizona.
There she is, right there, guys. Click on her profile because I don't think it's under you, right? Tuttles, it's only under Q Bella.
Yeah, no, we broadcast off the Cubella channel.
There you go, guys. Excuse me.
Well, let's see. Is there any hockey going on tonight? I don't know. I think there is. I'll try to tune in if there's no hockey, Tuttles. Sorry.
It's definitely going to be a subject that you're interested in. Every time we talk about preparing or, you know, homesteading, you know, it's right up your alleyway, right? So.
Well, yeah, but it's not as high up the ladder as watching the hockey playoff.
We'll make sure you need to listen to it on the download then.
No, I know. I'll probably listen to it on the download. I listen to you never see me. You hardly ever see me in a live podcast, But rest assured, I am listening to what shows I can on the download. I'll download shows and listen to them there. Yeah.
Well, if we get a bunch of episodes in the can, I might try to twist Ralph Williams' arm a little bit and see if we can't maybe post some of them up on the WESN network at some point.
Oh,
that would be a blast. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. And I don't think you would, now I can't speak for Ralph and I can't speak for the WESN network either, but I do not think you would have to twist his arm too hard.
Yeah, Tammy, go ahead and call in. He'll click you in.
Yeah, right, call in, Tammy.
Down so Tammy can call in and talk about her fun times and stuff. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Tuttles.
All right, buddy. There goes Tuttles, our good friend.
Yeah, Tammy,
Tuttles.
Call.
It's always good to hear from Tuttles.
He'll connect you. There. Oh, no, it just said it ended.
Oh, do it again, Tammy. Do it again.
Try again, Tammy.
Try again, Tammy.
There you go. Boink. All right. Let's see if it works. I don't see you. Tammy, it says you are now a speaker. Are you there, Tammy?
Huh.
Tammy?
We don't see her up there, but it says her she's live, but I don't see her.
I don't see you on the speaker's board, Tammy.
I don't see her either unless she's in an area where she's got bad connection.
We might have a connection problem.
Yeah, because at the bottom in the chat it says she's live, but she's not up at the chat.
Right.
And Podbean has been kind of acting a little weird since the most recent update, because like as y'all noticed with like people using Bluetooth headsets, and we noticed it Monday with Aaron too, that we're a little louder than normal, and even Solid Blue Sister had said that it Podbean been acting really weird with her too.
Yeah,
but I don't know if they're needing to correct another bug in their system. And I noticed even with the app at times, like when a live show ends and I try to go into a live show, the show is blank to the point that I have to restart my phone.
Hi, Ruthless.
I don't know. Try one more time, Tammy. Let's see if we can get it to connect to. But I think it might be a, like Eric is saying, a Podbean connection issue. Here we go. We'll try to connect again.
Hi, Asha.
Yep. See, it's saying that you're there. You are.
There she is.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Tammy, where are you at?
How are you?
I am in here.
Whoa, sounds like you're at a cafe or something.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're muted. Okay, she might be trying to fix her.
I totally got kicked out of the.
Say something, Tammy.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you at?
I'm in a restaurant for dinner.
Oh. I can hear you, but I hear an awful lot of noise behind you.
There are people around.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard one.
I'm joining later.
Oh, it's hard to understand you, Tammy, because of all the noise. Yeah, she keeps trying to mount it. We are fine. Man. That's all the way. She's calling all the way from India, folks. I don't know where she's at in India, but she lives in Mumbai, my favorite city, Mumbai, because the Mumbai Indians are there, the cricket team. So she's trying to straighten it out. So you're saying you're constantly getting kicked out too, huh, Dina Jo? That sounds like she's kicked out now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I have to have dinner. We'll join in. All right. We'll talk to you later, Tammy. We'll talk to you later. Yeah. Send me a message. There she goes. Tammy, our little correspondence from India.
Oh, yeah, Dina Jo's back.
Is Dina Jo back? Are you back in the live, Dina Jo?
Hello?
There you go. Hello.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how long that lasts.
Michael, welcome.
Well.
Father, sister.
It's having all kinds of stuff today. Okay, well, J-Baby's not in here yet, is she? No, she's not.
No.
I don't know. I'm surprised she's not yet because we were going at it with each other yesterday.
Oh, you and J-Baby were?
Yeah, during the hockey game. Yeah. We were watching a hockey game. The Avalanche were doing so good. They had it, man. They had the game.
I saw you, sister.
It was like two minutes to go, and they had the game, and then the other team ties it up, and then I'm thinking, oh no! And then the Avalanche, they score a goal, and they're up by one again. And then all of a sudden, it's like the Avalanche just forgot how to play aggressive hockey, and they rested back on their heels. They just started skating backwards, and they got lackadaisical, and sure enough, they got scored on. They got scored on. So they tied it up. They went into overtime, and I told J-Baby, they just threw that game away. And she goes, no, they're going to win in overtime. And I go, nah, I don't think so. And they lost. They lost in overtime. And she goes, you cursed them. You jinxed them, old man. And I was going,
you
no.
You too, Ruthless. I hope you have a good day.
No, I didn't jinx them. I go, I'm just a real good couch coach, you know. And we were having a lot of fun. I thought for sure she'd jump in and harass me today. So anyway, Avalanche, come on. And now I don't think they're going to win the next game. I really don't. I don't think they're going to.
Yeah, they are. They want it too bad. They've already gotten past their jinx of not getting into the past. They already got past where they have always been stuck. So they're going to pick up they're going to come back.
I'll bet you they don't win the next game.
No, I'm not going to bet you. No, I'm not going to bet you, but I'll tell you that they're going to come back.
All right. Well, I don't think so. We'll see.
Hi, Jack. Welcome.
I don't even know when their next game is. I don't know. Tonight. I think it's Saturday. I think it might be Saturday. I don't know because I'm not sure. I think they got to travel. I think this is they've got to travel. I'm not sure. Let me see. Let me see here. What's going on? I for the life of me, I can't even think about who they played. I can't remember the team they're playing. Oh, the Blues. They're playing the Blues. Man, I don't know. Now they're going to go play. They've got – actually, they do hold the advantage. They are still three games to two. They still just need to win one. The Blues are – the odds are against them because they actually have to win two games to win the series, whereas Colorado just needs to win one. And they need to wrap it up this next game. They do not want to let the Blues tie the series at 3-3.
No, they don't.
No, we want them to.
Because
we want
then
them
I would
to
agree
win.
They would go down.
We need them to win. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on. So you say they play Sunday, Dina Jo?
The 29th, yeah.
The 29th. And where?
Too, Vinny.
Does it say where they're going to play? Are they going to play in
Ball Arena, Denver?
Oh, they're going to play in Denver for the sixth game?
It says Ball Arena, second round Blues at Avalanche round two, home game for Ball Arena, Denver, Colorado.
Well, see, they've got to because isn't the seventh game, I think, if they lose and go into a seventh game, I think they go to St. Louis and play that there. I don't know. But come on, Avalanche, come on, pull this off. Yeah.
You've gotten past your little jinxy part. Now you gotta.
No, I did not jinx them.
No, not you.
Oh,
they've always lost. They've never made it past the second. Or
yeah, they've never made it past this round.
Yeah, well, they've never made it this far. So they're lucky. They've never made it this far. They've never played these last two games. They've always lost prior. They've never made it to that.
I think I'd have to debate that with you because
well, that's what Aaron told
they swept their first series last year and went in, and I believe the announcers were saying yesterday that they have never made it past the second round.
Yeah, the second round. The second that's what
they're playing right now. The second round.
Well, I thought it was then I don't know. Then I'm confused. Yeah, I'll have to ask Aaron. But I was swore he told me it was the last two games that they played. They never got past that. So I don't know.
Maybe they've never gone that far into the second round. That could be.
Yeah, I knew that, Ryan. I knew that they won way, a long, long time ago. 20 years, that has been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then the Blues are Canadian, right? Or they're supposed to play Canadian.
I think St. Louis. I think the Blues are from St. Louis.
Oh, okay. So what, you see, he also told me that they were going to end up playing a Canadian team, too.
Yes, they'll play either...
Linga, you know more than me, and you're in Australia.
They're playing more. Yeah, they'll play either the Flames or the Oilers, and I don't know the way the Oilers are coming back, Linga. The Oilers are playing pretty tough right now. They're going into a game 7, I believe. Yeah. It's amazing how these people outside our country know more about what's going on in our sports than we do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have I'd like to see the Flames win that series because we're all in the same division, you know, the Pacific Division, but I don't know. I don't know, the Oilers are just coming back with a vengeance. I don't know. It might end up being St. Louis and the Oilers playing for the Western Championship. But we will see. All I know is we've been enjoying it immensely. Grammy and I were yelling so loud yesterday, and I have the back door of the house open, and we're yelling, come on, you know, we're yelling. And then all of a sudden she yells out the door, we're not fighting, we're watching hockey. And I thought, there you go, Grammy. Thanks, man. Thanks. Oh, man. Yeah, but I think hockey is one of the best games out there. I really enjoy it.
Oh, it's fun. It's nonstop.
It is. It's nonstop. And, I mean, you got to love a sport where you can go beat up somebody with a stick and only get a 2-minute penalty. Yeah. Sit in the box.
See, I just got a message from Tuttles that it went really quiet for him and Podbean kicked him out and he couldn't get back in. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
See, it's happening. I don't know why it happened. It was three times it happened to me. It let me in and then I could hear you guys talking and I thought I was up there and then it kicked me right back out. Hi, Blake, Mike. Welcome.
Wow. I don't know. Yeah.
Language there, Linga.
Linga. Language.
I hope it's...
He's upset. Yeah, language, buddy.
Right? I know. It's this last update. It seems like there's always a glitch with these updates and they have to kind of figure them out, I guess.
Yeah, so really, what are they fixing?
I don't know. I don't know what the last update was. I don't even think I did it unless it automatically does it. I thought it used to ask me if I wanted to do it or not.
I think they automatically update. I have never been asked to update a pod.
I think on your phones you can set it to where you could let it update automatically or you could do it manually.
Right. Before it used to ask me, it would ask me beforehand and then it would tell you what the update would do. And then I would be like, nope, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
I don't know. Because they do the same thing on their website. They update that website and...
Oh, see what's happening. To you too, Mr. A.
Well, you know, hopefully Vivian and Leslie and Bird and the gang from Podbean Management is listening to today's show, and they're gonna have a review in their IT department on the needed corrections in their next update.
Yeah, but it's like iPhones. I mean, how many updates do they need to do with the iPhone? I mean, I've that's what I own. I own an iPhone. And it seems like it's continually updating, update. I mean, don't you think you can eventually get it to where you don't need to update it anymore? I mean, come on. I don't know. I don't understand. Technology, I guess. You know, we are a slave to technology. We're a slave to technology. Go figure.
That's for sure.
Hey, Grammy handed me this thing yesterday. And it's by Murray Valerino. He's a 51-year-old comedian in Los Angeles. And apparently when the COVID started, he started a COVID virus diary. And so he started writing, and there's four entries here from his diary that they posted in this little magazine that Grammy gets and reads. And she says, oh, you need to share these are funny. So okay, let's share them. So on day 22 of the virus, of the COVID virus, day 22, well, guess who decided to take advantage of his time at home and finally learned to play the drums? My neighbor. I'm going to kill that guy.
That's
pretty funny. Day 46. Just visited an island to twirl my toes in the sand. Okay, it's a kitchen island, and I've got my foot in the litter box. I'm just trying to make the best of this whole thing. day 67. Left the house today. While I was on my walk, I saw a mom and her daughter playing in their front yard. I stood there and smiled at the love I saw. It made me happy. Then I realized I was wearing a mask and they couldn't see me smiling. So I was just a creepy guy staring at a mom and her daughter from across the street. I went back in my house.
Oh my God.
And then this one is day 81. I've been quarantined so long that we've been quarantined so long that my wife is starting to finish all my sentences. That is, yes,
well done.
If all my sentences ended with, please be quiet. Well, there you go. Thanks, Murray. I'd like to, I hope he publishes that. That would be hilarious to go through and look at.
That's funny.
Yeah. Let's see, what's Linga talking about? He needs inspiration. Don't we all? Don't we all need inspiration? I need some inspiration right now, too. All right. Well, that was fun. That was fun. Hey, today in history, Sally Ride. Sally Ride was born. Do you know who Sally Ride was?
She was the woman who went up in the, she went up to the moon. And was she the one that blew
not
up?
The moon.
She was an astronaut. You're correct.
Was she in the thing that blew up?
No.
Okay. No. Okay.
Sally Ride was the American. She was an American astronaut, the first American woman
to go up.
To travel into outer space. You're correct.
Okay.
She was only preceded by two Russian women from 1963 and 1982. They were the first women in space.
Now, Ride, she wasn't the teacher, right? I'm confusing those two women.
Right, you are. No, she was not the teacher.
Okay, all right.
I don't even remember the name of the teacher. Do you remember the name of the teacher that went up and died?
That is Terry McAuliffe in the Challenger.
Terry McAuliffe, exactly,
okay.
In the Challenger.
Thank you.
Right.
All right, Challenger, okay.
Right.
Sorry.
Let's see. Ride showed great early promise as a tennis player. She eventually gave up her plans to play professionally and attended Stanford University, where she earned a bachelor's degree in English and physics. That was in 1973. In 1978, as a doctoral candidate and teaching assistant in laser physics at Stanford, she was selected by NASA as one of the six woman astronaut candidates. She received a PhD in astrophysics and began her training and evaluation courses at the same year. In August 1979, she completed her NASA training, obtained a pilot's license, and became eligible for assignment as a U.S. Space Shuttle Mission Specialist. On June 18th, 1983, she became the first American woman in space while rocketing into orbit aboard the Shuttle Orbiter Challenger. The shuttle mission lasted 6 days, during which time she helped deploy two communication satellites and carried out a variety of experiments. She served on the second space mission aboard Challenger in October 1984. The crew included another woman, Ride's childhood friend. How cool is that? It was her childhood friend, Catherine Sullivan, who became the first woman to walk in space. Wow. In 1999 to 2000, she held executive positions with Space.com, a website presenting space, astronomy, and technology content. From the 1990s, Ride initiated or headed a number of programs and organizations devoted to fostering science in education, particularly to provide support for school girls interested in science, mathematics, and technology. Good for her. She also wrote and collaborated on several children's books about space exploration and her personal experiences as an astronaut. In 2013, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Sally Ride. Thank you. Thank you, Sally Ride. And let's see. She passed away in 2012. Actually, she passed away before she got that medal. They awarded her the medal after her death. So there you go.
Posthumous. Dean just muted.
Oh, I don't know what she was going to say.
I said hello, and then I had to clear my throat, so I muted myself. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hi, Ashton. Welcome back.
It was great. She was great. She was also appointed to the investigation team to investigate the Challenger tragedy that happened when that space shuttle blew up, and the other one that blew up, the Challenger.
Columbia disintegrated on reentry because in liftoff of that, a piece of foam from the that big orange fuel tank had chipped off, and it hit like the wing at a high rate of speed,
knocked off some of those plaque those
like tiling
reentry tiles. Yeah. Well, she was appointed a lead investigator on those two things to try to figure out what happened on those things. So Sally Ride, I do remember Sally Ride. I remember reading about her. She was great. What a great thing. Anyway, congratulations and happy birthday, Sally Ride. Yeah. Let's see. Can I get back to this? Let's see. Where am I? All right. What are you doing here? Oh, my computer's not doing nothing. What's going on here? Oh. Trying to see what happened in history. What happened in history? Anything exciting?
Welcome to see you, Razzle.
The Ford Motor Company ended its production of its famous Model T, which was the auto industry, the Model T.
Yeah, that was like their signature car there.
Yeah. On this date in 1926, Miles Davis was born, the jazz trumpeter, Miles Davis. Let's see. In 1907, John Wayne. Well, how you doing, Pilgrim? He was born in 1907. John Wayne was born. In 1897, I did not realize this story was this old. Bram Stoker published his gothic horror classic, Dracula. I didn't realize the Dracula story was that old. Man, it goes back to 1897.
That is old.
That's old, man. I know in 1812, the documented first insurance salesman. I can't remember his name either. I was going to try to remember his name. The first insurance salesman in America, 1812.
Welcome back, IQ.
That's funny. Oh, did you know that the President Andrew Jackson was impeached? Huh. In 1868, President Jackson.
Oh, Andrew Johnson, you mean?
And oh gosh, Eric, thank you. Andrew Johnson. Yeah, who did I say?
You said Andrew Jackson. But
Jackson.
But Jackson, for the record, was never impeached.
Thank you, Eric. Brain fart alert for the old man. What else is going on here? That's about it. That's all they had listed. Do you know what holidays are going on today, Dina Jo? Dina Jo? Did we lose Dina Jo again?
She looked like she dropped out again. I don't know if it's Podbean acting up again.
Yeah, probably. Between Podbeam and the big sun events that are going on, you know. Let's see. Napoleon was crowned King of Italy on this day. Really? Napoleon was crowned King of Italy on this day. Thanks, Pine. Anybody else got any historical facts going on? The Bank of America was incorporated on this day. What year was that, Pine? What year? Because that's our bank. That's what we bank with. Interesting things. History. We need to. Did you know I read this thing about Ryan Reynolds? I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan. I like his movies. They say that Ryan Reynolds doesn't act. He just goes into a movie and he plays the part as himself with just a little twerks, you know, a little tweaks in his character to match the person he's portraying in a movie. 1781, Pine. Mm-mm-mm. Man, Pine is just a wealth of information this morning. Thanks, man.
Well, and Pine is Tuttle's, Ryan, and Mama Bear Tracy's fellow Canadian, and Woody Bush's as well.
Well, there you go. Canadians, I'm telling you. I've got great respect. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, and I think Pine and Tuttles will probably do the A thing when they talk.
You know,
because I think.
Have you ever heard Tuttles say that when he calls in? Hey, no, I haven't. Have you?
I mean, he's been doing it, and I've seen him do it in the chat too.
Let's see. Well, let me see if I can see what's going on in. Let's see if I can find out what's going on in today and holidays. Let's see here. Click. No. I'm brain dead on what I'm doing on my computer here. Let's see. We did a today in history.
And we got to have Dina Jo in here in about 6 minutes for the music segment.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Holidays for May 25th. Let's see. Today's the 26th. No wonder I messed up. 26th. Here we go. Yeah, I'm going to try something a little different with the music today too, Eric. I've incorporated Grammy's brand new tablet to get it going, to do the music. So let's see. Holidays. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, did you hear about Colin Kaepernick being given an opportunity to try out for the Raiders? Yeah. I saw that. I read that today. After 6 years. After 6 years. And there's 219 days left in 2022. Man, this is the 21st Thursday of 2022. We are 68 days into spring? Really? Wow. 26 more days to summer. Bester, I don't know who you are, Bester. Pobby isn't letting Dina back in. Uh-oh. Oh, well. Betting on horses races officially became legal in New York on this day in 1887. Really? I thought it was earlier than that. Interesting. Well, I'll fire Dina Jo a message. Keep trying. Da, da. 1896, the Dow Jones Index officially started trading. Honestly. Hey, have you seen that video? They have a video of this last Kentucky Derby where that one long shot horse won it. Have you anybody seen that video? It is taken by a drone. Yeah, Rich Strike, by taken from a drone that's flying over the pack of horses. And I tell you what, that is an amazing last quarter of that race, because that horse was like way in the back. And you can see from the drone, you can see how it, how he just rides himself, rides through the crowd. And it was a great race to see. Great race to see. And what a finish. What a finish. Yeah. It was something. I was amazed by it. And I think all horse races ought to be filmed from that angle, because that was so interesting. I think drones have just improved everything as far as filming movies, filming sporting events. You need to film them from drones, man. I mean, they are great because of this, everything they get. How come it's showing me that I'm still connected to Dina Jo? I'm connected. Now try to hook up Dina Jo. I disconnected you from the list. I don't even know if she can hear us. I don't know if she can hear the show. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this music. She's doing something about songs that sampled songs. I don't know what the gist of the sampling was all about. I don't know. I don't know anything about her introductions and any of that stuff. So if she doesn't get back, she doesn't get back. Yeah, we won't be able to do it, because I'm not going to try to play stuff and I don't know anything about. I don't know. So what you got planned on for the rest of the week here, Eric? Anything? Oh, today is National Blueberry Cheesecake Day.
Oh. Oh, well, and Dina makes a very good Instapot cheesecake.
Yeah, yeah. And Gina says it's National Paper Airplane Day. I remember being a kid and having a book on paper airplanes and trying to make different paper airplanes and fly them. We'd throw them at my mom as she walked through the yard. I mean, walked through the living room or the dining room. Stop throwing those airplanes at me. You know, it's crazy time. Crazy times. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Yep. People are dropping like flies. Dropping like flies. They must be losing their connections or something. Or they heard that Dina Jo's not going to be here to do her music, so they're going, forget it then. I'm out of here. Yeah. Nothing we can do about technical problems. Marty says, yep. Yeah, all right. You want to call in, Pine? Call in. We'll call in and let Pine talk.
Yep.
Got to keep it clean, though. Keep it clean, buddy. I did. You did call in, or you're going to call in?
He just came back in the room.
There's Pine. Can you hear us? Pine, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We are great. Where are you calling from? Where do you live? Oh, you're in Canada.
Yeah, just north of Toronto. North. And I Queen's my middle name.
What's your middle name?
Clean. I go by Mr. Clean sometimes.
Oh, Mr. Clean. Okay, I got you. I got you. Sorry, man. I thought you said Queen.
Freddie Mercury. I didn't take a liking to him.
So what are you up to, man? What's
not much, man. I just had a full night of podcasting. And Tuttle show told me about your show coming on, so I'm happy to be here first time.
Excellent. Thank you. Hit that follow button. I'll be sure. Let me see. I'm going to pull you up right now. I'm going to pull you up and hit your follow. Let's see. So you say you have a podcast. What do you, what's your podcast about?
It's called Neuro Circle, but, it's, pretty much a neural, undecisiveness, I guess. We speak about everything. Like I try to keep it like a philosophy base. There's a lot of theology in there too. Uh-huh. But just enough theology to remain differentiated from the 95% of the rest of Podbean. Sure. It's mostly just open panel at the moment. I have a YouTube channel that's specifically talks about addiction. Uh-huh. Doesn't get as much volume. Like Podbean's, it's almost like a tight-knit family here. Like, you know, like the people you see quite often. You'll see the odd newcomer, but... Yeah, just getting started. We've only been doing it about a month and still trying to find the direction.
Hey, well, listen, on Fridays, we have a Promote Your Podcast Day in our chat room. So you can either come back and visit us again tomorrow, which I hope you do, and go in and write all that information down in our chat room so people can see when you're on, what day, what time, and how they can find you. And let's see if we can't get some people to get over there and show you some support. Hit the follow button.
Appreciate that,
man. Give you some support. Yeah.
I hired this guy named Eric to like go and like just promote me like mad. He hasn't got back to me with the results yet, but. Oh, wait. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm here.
just kidding. Eric's got his ears and eyes everywhere.
Right. Hey, is your podcast on Twitter?
No, it's not. No.
Oh,
okay. Should it be?
Well, should you be? Are. Yeah, you should. You should make a Twitter page for your podcast.
I see.
And that way, it gets you out there. Plus, I use we here at the Old Man's Podcast with Dean and Joe and Eric. We use a a group of people called Podcast Overlord. And here, let me play their little intro I have on, our little ad I have for them. Check these guys out. Here we go.
Hey, I found this new service on Twitter called Podcast Overlord. Is your podcast stuck in a Twitter fog? Overlord services can help, from retweeting your tweets to a more enhanced service where they will create daily posts for you. Overlord services can burn a hole through that fog and shine a light on whatever it is you want the world to see. Check out overlordshop.com/store. That's overlordshop.com/store. Check them out today. See what they can do for you.
Now, the one thing about them, Pine, is they've got 14,000 followers on there that follow them on Twitter. So when they set up a thing to help you, and it's like for $7 a month.
Yeah, I'm on that site now. It's pretty reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, it's more than reasonable for that price. So when they make a little post featuring your podcast, telling people what it's about, they'll even post shows that you do, you know, hey, check this show out and this and that. But keep in mind, when they send it out, it goes out to 14,000 people. How else are you going to get your name out there to 14,000 people? You know,
yeah.
So
I guess all that's left to do is figure out what my podcast is about.
Yeah. Just do a little thing and check it out and that. And Hey, I see Dina Joe's back with us. Are you here?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you're back, Dina. Well, and I think another thing, like on with most podcasters, I know the Old Man and Dina Joe don't utilize it like me and Pine and a couple other friends in chat do. We communicate like through Discord, And then some communicate through Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and other places.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to get your podcast out there, and you should check it out and just do some great. Now, see, last time I looked, when I started using Podcast Overlords, I mean, I only had I had a little under 5,000 followers on Twitter. I'm right at the edge of 9,000 followers right now on Twitter, for our podcast on Twitter. So they do excellent work. And like I said, for the price, you can't beat them. So yeah, Pine, check them out.
And pretty soon you're gonna be buying a Twitter.
What's that?
Pretty soon you're just gonna be buying Twitter.
If I gotta buy it, whatever I gotta pay for, it depends on cost and that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't like paying for too much stuff. I'm a miser anyway. Hey, listen, buddy, thanks for calling in. It's about time we get going on Dina Joe's music show. But
yeah, Brian, thanks
for calling in, man. Come in anytime, give us a follow, and come on back, and let's try to get people to your website. That's Pine, everybody. There's Pine. And check him out. Be on the lookout for him.
Hi, Solica. Good to see you.
Check out his podcast. Yeah. All right, let's try to get this through. Let's try to get through this video. Okay. It's time for Dina Joe to take control. Presenting music history, sharing information on artists and their music.
Hi, Joanne. Welcome.
Here she is, Dina Joe.
You came in and let me back into the show, huh? Thanks. I appreciate it. It was causing me all kinds of problems. All right. Thursday, May 26th, we're doing the 7 most sampled songs I didn't write who it's by, but it's the 7 most sampled songs to date. This is number 1 of the most sampled songs. It's the Winstons. And the song is called Amen, Brother. It's been sampled 5,555 times. This fairly obscure track from 1969 has at times been sampled a mammoth 5,505 times as of the time they wrote this, sometimes even by artists who thinks to its omnipresent importance at the sample, don't know where it originally came from. The 6-second drum solo from the cult Washington, D.C. soul band even has its own name, the Amen Break. It is the bedrock of so much British rave music. Here is the Winstons with Amen, Brother.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, yes. We can hear it. It went down a little bit, but we can hear it. Yes, you did, Mr. Steels.
Amen, Brother, by the Winstons.
Hey, JFJ, good to see you.
Hey, JFJ.
All right, number 2 on our list of most sampled songs is Lynn Collins. The song is Think About It. It is sampled over 3,179 times. Another of the most recognizable samples of all time, this James Brown penned produced song was originally released in 1972 on Brown's own label. Strangely enough, what a killer tune it is, Lynn Collins' track didn't chart at the time, but it became a cult favorite and popped up on compilation after another, including on the 16th edition of the Ultimate Breaks and Beats in 1986. With that exposure, the advent of EMU SP 1200 sampler, producers were soon borrowing literally from it, most notably DJ Easy Rock on his track It Takes Two, which uses the Hey Woo breakdown. Dizzy Rascal, EPMD, Janet Jackson's, REM, Mr. Ozer are just to name a few artists who have sampled this 3,079 times. Here is Lynn Collins with Think About It.
Hey, fellas, I'm talking to you, you guys know who I'm talking to. Those of you who go out and stay out all night, let me tell you something, my sisters are not going for that no more. Because we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us, that we better do for ourselves. So from now on, we're going to use what we got to get what we want. So you'd better think.
Excuse me. Welcome, KMUT, sir. Welcome. Number three on our list is going to be the band called Besides. The song is Change the Beat, and it's the female version, sampled over 2,593 times. You'll need to be patient to hear the section of this track that's responsible for the vast majority of the 2,318 uses as a sample. The B-side to Fab Five Freddy's 1982 single of the same name, this version is rapped in French. Towards the end of the track, a vocoder voice says, "Ah, this stuff is really fresh." And there you go. Herbie Hancock was one of the first to sample it on Rocket. And since then, it's been used by everybody from Beastie Boys, Gangstar, Outkast, Missy Elliott, Run the Jewel, and Justin Bieber. Here is the band B-Sides with the song Change the Beat.
Change the beat. Change the beat.
So when you say sample, they just take a small section of the song.
C'est Louis Fava Freddy,
Detective
Privé.
Yeah.
Il est cool dans le. Tout le monde le connaît. Il passe tous les murs de New York. Sa fenêtre est en fait, c'est une période noire. Le téléphone coupé, les mois loyers en retard. Tout le monde dans la poche, plus de crédit dans les bars. C'est constant en tant que le boulot, ça fait rare. Il passe son temps au café à jouer des vidéos. Il fait plus rapport à qu'un jour, il sera mal au.
Unhealthy breakfast!
Rocking out.
Je suis une jolie fille, je m'appelle bien. Je vis dans le désert et j'aime les grands. Je passe mon temps à rêver des héros de l'hôtelier. C'est Fab Freddy Long qui m'a fait craquer.
Oh, merci, c'est Fab Freddy. Oh, interesting. And Tuttle says, yeah, her voice is used on a lot of rap tracks. I didn't know. I had no clue. That was the first time I've... how old is this? The list, I'd have to look into it. It's not on this side, and I'm afraid to touch anything. I really am. I've been kicked out already, I think, four or five times. So I will look into it, though, so I'll ask you, find out for you. Number four on our list is going to be James Brown with Funky Drummer. It says it sampled 1,752 times at the time this was written. Where would hip hop be without James Brown and the JBs? With Brown's and his band's music being sampled over 7,413 times, he is the most sampled artist in music, with 1,511 uses for just this song itself. Public Enemy uses the Clyde Stampfield progressive break on their track Rebel Without a Pause, and Fight the Power are among the most well-known. But you'll recognize it on the tracks by LL Cool J, Run DMC, Eric B. and Rampkin, Ice-T, and George Michael also. Here is James Brown with Funky Drummer.
Pull back the cover. Shade. God, it's rain. Cut out the lights. Call the law. Cut out the lights and call the law. Standing over there, the devil's son-in-law.
This is a long song.
Yeah.
This is long. This thing is like 9 minutes long. And it's Funky Drummer, part one and two. James Brown. Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. He's in here again. Number five is Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick with La Dee Da Dee. And it's been sampled over 1,065 times. I hope I said that right. Another sample of hip-hop track that's been sampled by other hip-hop artists since its release on the B-side of 1985, with Dougie Fresh on the beatbox and Slick Rick on the flow, the track has become a serious weapon for choice of producers. Snoop Dogg redigged it in Lodi Dodi and his 1993 debut, Doggy Style, and its lyrics have been referenced by Robbie Rick, DJ Rock, TJ, and Notorious B.I.G. It has also been sampled too by DJ Premier, Ludacris, De La Soul, and Killis, and Mary J. Blige. Here is Dougie Fresh with Slick Rick with La-Dee-Da-Dee. La-Dee-Da-Dee.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC, Ricky, D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kicking Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best. Yeah, finesse and press, which we prove, and y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't.
Sounds
miss.
Like the comedian from the Alice's Restaurant like song. This.
Hit it. Oh yeah. You know what? Lottie Dottie.
Lottie Dottie.
Lottie Dottie. Lottie.
Lottie Dottie, Dougie Fresh, and
you know what?
Rick.
Yo, peep this. Lottie Dottie, we like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some
that sounds.
Yeah, he's funny.
It sounds absolutely fun.
I think he's. Yeah, I thought he sings a song, and I can't remember what it was, but in the video, he's in a bed, and he's just silly. He's like, yeah, I love him. It's pretty funny. All right, here we go again. Number six, and it's James Brown again. This song is called Funky President, People It's Bad, sampled at this time at 933 times. It's the Godfather of Soul again. This 1974 song about the then new President Gerald Ford had been logged 861 times. It's not the most utilized track, but it's been sampled on so many big hitting hip hop tracks that it almost deserves a higher place on the chart. It's the track introducing drum fill and wah-wah guitar that you're listening for. Eric B. Ramekin sampled it, and Eric B. is president, predictably so. Other notably using it is Public Enemy in Fight the Power, DJ Jazz Jeff in The Fresh Prince Summertime, and Naughty by Nature's Hip Hop Hooray. Even Calvin Harris and The Offspring have used it. Here is James Brown with Funky President. People, it's bad.
Welcome, Rocky.
Funky down. Nasty.
Hey, listen to the man.
Well, Godfather.
Hey, baby.
Oh, bloody.
People, people, gotta get over before we go under. We got to get over before we go under. Hey, country, you didn't say what you meant. You just changed. Brand new funky president. Stock market going up, jobs going down. It ain't no funky,
funky president.
Job to be found.
People, it's bad.
Tax keep going up. I changed my glass. Now I drank from my paper cup.
I've never heard that song before.
I haven't either. And I've heard a lot of James Brown. I've never heard that
for
song.
It being sampled to so many.
Yeah,
times.
For something that everybody wants to pull something from.
Yeah. We must not, we didn't hear the wah-wah.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Lastly on the list for today is going to be Public Enemy, the song Bring the Noise. It had been sampled 913 times at the time this was written. The sampling information and additional songwriting credits for the iconic 1987 hip-hop track is enough to give the most trivia-hungry music fan an aneurysm. Producers, The Bob Squad, sampled Marva Whitney, James Brown, Funkadelic, DJ Grand Wizard Theodore, The Soul Children, and The Commodores, as well as the sample of Malcolm X's speech. But the track itself takes the Public Enemy 1988 album, It Takes a Nation of Million to Hold Us Back, has been sampled a whopping 792 times by artists including De La Soul, Kanye West, Beastie Boys, Prince, and Ludacris. Most of these use focus on Chuck D's voice. Here is Public Enemy with Bring the Noise.
Too black, too strong, too black. Too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these dirty drippers are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, cause we always do this. Ha ha. Yeah, boy.
Bass.
Who's that guy that says, yeah, boy?
Yeah, boy.
That's the big clock on him. I can't remember his name.
With the gold tooth in the front.
I can never remember his name.
Favorite Flay, thank you.
Favorite Flay.
Thank you, Stills.
Thank you, yeah, Favorite Flay.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Bring the noise, Public Enemy. Public Enemy. Bring the noise.
Yeah.
Very interesting, Dina Jo. Interesting. Interesting. Thank you. Good luck.
Hi, Crazy Train. Good to have you here, Filthy Breakfast.
You know, the one thing I heard about Favorite Flav, because we used to watch his one show he had on MTV, he was picking
a wife.
He was
married to him? Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I read about him, I did some research, is that the guys in Public Enemy did not like him. And I don't know why they left him in the band. I think they eventually got rid of him, but they didn't like Favorite Flay. But he is very fun. He's a funny guy. Yeah, boy. Whatever that is. What crazy. So what's in store tomorrow, Dina Jo?
The 7 most happy pop songs.
Oh.
That are sampled. Sampled. 7 most sampled happy pop songs, yeah.
See, I never understood. I should have asked you, but I didn't understand what you meant by sampled. So
they
there's
take
a part
parts of they take something out of the song and mm-hmm. use it in their own mix. They take something out of the original of the song and use it for their own. Yeah, like Pine said, they steal it.
Well,
but I don't understand. I mean, I mean, if it's just a part, why they, you know, some people get mad and they sue. Is that because they do the whole song and it's just not a little part? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do, because I was like wondering the same thing.
Yeah, like some people get upset. Oh, you can't do well. Like for instance, yesterday when we did Weird Al in that Amish song, and LL Cool J didn't want him to do it. I mean, they figured it out. Coolio, yeah, they didn't want it. They figured it out, but you know, there was he probably gave him a bunch of money. Who knows? But I don't know if it's just because it's a little snippet of the song. I don't know.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Pine says, I think there's actually a copyright fine print in trademark laws. You know, maybe they can use a little bit. I don't know. But I was wondering the same thing. What about copyright laws? If you're only using a small, you know, I don't know.
Some of them use the music is extremely similar. And look at what happened to Ice Ice Baby. Didn't he get... And then the guy that was just on our list not too long ago, his father passed away. What was that song?
You're talking about Robin Thicke.
Yes.
Yeah, Alan Thicke's son.
Yes, and with that blurred lines, and he got sued because of the beginning, that little part of the beginning of that song.
Yeah, and then
by Marvin Gaye's people. Yeah.
George Harrison. Hi, Ralph. George Harrison had to fight in court because of a song.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. What was the song George Harrison did? It was about, I can't remember. But yeah, he went through a thing, big court battle. It lasted like almost a decade on him. But anyway, yeah, it's interesting. Oh, okay. Hey, Ralph.
There you go. Buddy. Mr. Steele's put it in there. Music sampling is a process by which the musician or record producer uses a portion of the existing song in a brand new recording, looping it, layering it with new music content. So, yeah, that is
Ralph. Interesting stuff.
Thank you, Ralph. Yeah. It is. So, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it is interesting that some of them get sued and some of them don't. Yeah, I mean, maybe some of them like it because it goes back to their music. Thank you, Ralph.
I would think, you know, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, you should, because it's like promoting your stuff. I mean, it seems to me like it would be, you know, people like it, so they just go to the original.
You know, they want a cut. They want a cut of it. Yeah. You know, give me a cut of it. You're using mine, so give me a cut.
Give me money. Yeah. Hey, Ralph, your Black Rifle Coffee's being shipped today. It's going out today, buddy. And I know I made you wait. I know I made you wait for it. So I threw an extra bag in there for you.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, patience really pays off for Ralph.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right. Well, good times. Good times. That'll be interesting to hear the tomorrow songs, too. Man, what a struggle today has been. Technical problems. Just fighting with things. It's hard, you know, everybody thinks you just get behind a mic and start doing a show, and you do, but I mean, you know, there's all kinds of problems that, you know, not all the time, because we went almost a year with no issues whatsoever, and now you got issues coming up. It just, the show doesn't you know, the technical issues plus
it just explore. Welcome.
Just doesn't feel right, you know. You're trying to work out the kinks and trying to get things back on a smooth trend. So, thank you everybody for sticking with us. I appreciate it. You guys are the best followers and fans, the best pod people around. So, thank you very much, Eric. You wanted to say something?
Well, and I know like podcasters who do shows here on Podbean. I would certainly recommend that if they have to, they probably at least once a month need to be doing equipment tests to make sure everything on their end is working properly. But I guess if people are having issues with like Podbean kicking them out of shows, then, you know, we probably do need to be firing off emails and tickets to, to them, like, that they need to look into this issue, because we don't know if, you know, if they might be having, like, a server overload where people are probably just signing up for it all at once, because really they need to be staying on top of that.
Yep. Life is full of little problems and situations and things to throw you off your, out of your comfort zone.
And then the bugs in the app update need to be corrected as well.
Exactly. Well, we made it! We made it to the end! And now we get out of here. We can close it down. The runs are covered. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate everybody coming in and tuning in. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button.
I see Daniel Lee. Welcome.
And be sure to check us out tomorrow for our Friday show. Our Friday show is a promote your own podcast. Come in here in the chat room
Friday
and promote your podcast. Yeah. And check it out. We'll help try to get people into you.
I'm
Moonshine Cajun. Follow your podcast. Yeah. Eric, you got some shows coming up.
Oh, thank you, Cajun.
Well, coming up on Podbean Live today, you got Milk Dog, and hopefully Jeff Moore surprises with the show. And Solid Blue Sister should be live at 4 p.m. Eastern. And primetime, you've got Low Standards and Pours and Talk Hard with Q-Bella and Tuttle, so be on the lookout for those. And be on the lookout for Ralph to come back tomorrow morning along with us. And then the Great Area, he was supposed to do a show today, but he had to reschedule to tomorrow because he had to take one of his kids to the doctor. But be on the lookout for him. But hopefully it's nothing serious. And we're also continuing to keep people like Marty and Too Much Saucy, Spanky, and Will in prayers as they're going through medical dilemmas, and hoping for all the best for them.
What is going on? What is going on? So keep all our prayers as they get better.
Really
appreciate everybody coming in. Like I said, you guys are the best. Make life fun. And now, a final word from
be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks, you guys, so much for joining us today. Hopefully there won't be any more cutouts tomorrow. I don't know what to say, but thanks for staying with us. We appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day. See you around Podbean. Bye.
Well, and Memorial Day weekend is coming up, too. And, of course, the PSA message is... If you're going to be partying this weekend, do not drink and drive. Be responsible.
Yep, that's it. We're out of here. Music's going to be coming to an end here real quick. I'm going to go outside and beat up on something or yell really loud just to get the cleansing of the frustration and the anxiety that I have today. Thanks, everybody. You are the best. We love you to death. We're out of here. Music's done.
Bye.
Later, Gators.